American farmers aren't the only ones suffering. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 3rd day of June. Thanks, as always, for coming by. Apple to ditch iTunes, that's the big buzz today. The U.S. and Mexico are in trade talks. Amazon says, hey, it's all about speed. President Trump goes after AT&T. We've got some shaky numbers from the manufacturing sector. If you're seeking a Russian bride on Tinder, we got an update. Congress is going to look at something called deep fakes. Heard about the new Charmin Forever toilet paper roll? You will today. Those stories and more, along with Laura Kennard from Drake University and DM Biz Mixer, with business education and networking events in the Des Moines Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that, at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, I'm on Twitter, at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. Let's get into it. It has been well documented that the farming community in the United States has been under pressure for a number of years. The lack of farm income has been the result of a mixture of low commodity prices and now trade wars brought on by the president. Meanwhile, a new report out of Canada tells of a similar situation there. According to Statistics Canada, Canadian farmers' net income has plummeted by, get this, 21%. That was last year alone, due to soaring costs, marking the lowest income level there in 7 years. Higher borrowing rates and debt levels resulted in interest expenses rising by 19.5%, said the government agency. Other costs like animal feed, labor, and fuel also climbed. Farmers' rough year in 2018 came just ahead of China's decision this year to restrict canola imports from Canada. That's all about a diplomatic dispute. Canola futures touched a 4-year low just last month. Falling farm income is likely to pose challenges for farm Canadian machinery dealers that are not globally diversified. According to an unnamed source, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission will oversee antitrust scrutiny into whether Facebook's practices harm competition in the digital marketplace. The move comes as the Justice Department and the FTC agreed to split up antitrust oversight of technology giants, with the antitrust division taking over scrutiny of Alphabet's Google and the FTC getting oversight of Amazon. That bit of news, of course, sent the NASDAQ into correction territory this afternoon. Over the weekend, Apple cleared the deck ahead of shutting down iTunes as we know it. Apple's cleared out its Instagram and Facebook pages for the program, removing all of its pictures, posts, and videos. McRumors notes that Apple appears to have migrated its iTunes account over to its Apple TV counterparts on Facebook and Instagram. The writing has been on the wall for the end of iTunes for a little while now. Reports in April suggested that Apple was planning to break it up in favor of separate apps for music, podcasts, and TV with the next version of Mac OS. Although it's reported that the music app will pretty much have the same functionality. Last week, leaked screenshots showing off what looked to be Apple's music and Apple TV apps, and a roundup of Apple's plans for this week by Bloomberg indicated that Apple is indeed axing the program in favor of those separate applications. Apple did today launch its new watch platform called Watch OS 6. The first big thing coming to Watch OS is a suite of new watch faces joining the existing options that have been iterated on since the first version of the Apple Watch. A number of the new faces are meant to highlight their graphic design, while some add information that was available in prior designs. Apple's also bringing more apps to the wearable, including a calculator, audiobooks, and voice memos. Apps will now be able to run locally on the app without the need to have a companion app installed in the paired iPhone. All of that new app support is getting bolstered by an actual app store in Watch OS 6, which will let you browse, pay for, and download apps directly to the watch itself. Well, stocks opened positive this morning, but then turned negative and then turned around on the news that top officials from the U.S. and Mexico are in talks to fend off President Donald Trump's threat of devastating tariffs on imports from the southern ally and meet his demand for fewer migrants at the border. Trump is in London for a long-planned overseas trip, leaving others to stem a political trade crisis. It's unclear what more Mexico can do and what will be enough to satisfy the president. Trump's Republican allies warn that tariffs on Mexican imports will hit U.S. consumers and harm the economy. Trump has all been about this before, issuing high-stakes threats only to back off come crunch time. But a top White House official warned that the president was, quote, deadly serious, end quote. Trump is threatening a 5% tariff on Mexican imports starting June 10th. Amazon Prime members can now get their packages even faster as the company begins to roll out free one-day shipping on over 10 million products. Amazon executives said on its latest earnings call that it will spend $800 million in the second quarter of this year to shorten the standard shipping program for Prime customers from 2 days to one. The program is first launching in North America, but eventually will go global to other Prime markets. Amazon's robust logistics network has made it possible for the company to reduce shipping times and costs for customers. A March report from RBC Capital Markets estimated Amazon already has the capacity to offer same-day and next-day delivery to 72% of the total U.S. population. Outside of continental North America, Amazon has said it's been speeding up delivery times in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico over the past year, with shipping speeds ranging from 1 to 5 days for Prime members. In an escalation of the president's attack on business today, Mr. Trump called for a boycott of AT&T to, as he said, force big changes at subsidiary CNN, which Trump often accuses of biased and negative coverage. Trump has frequently attacked CNN's coverage of him, dating to his time as a presidential candidate. On the campaign trail in 2016, he vowed to block AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner, which included CNN among its most prominent assets. Indeed, the Trump Justice Department did challenge the blockbuster $85.5 billion deal. A federal judge had ruled last June that the merger was legal, but the DOJ appealed the next month after the deal officially closed. Then in February, a federal judge again ruled in AT&T's favor, and the Justice Department, well, they let the matter go. U.S. manufacturing activity fell last month to its slowest pace of growth since October of 2016. All that, according to data from the Institute for Supply Management. The closely watched ISM Manufacturing Index fell to 52.1 for May, compared to expectations for a number of 53. Construction spending also disappointed with a flat reading compared to expectations for a 0.4% growth in April. On the manufacturing reading, the big detractors came in supply deliveries, which slumped 2.6 percentage points, and inventories, which declined 2 percentage points as well. In a related story, global manufacturing took another knock last month from trade tensions, adding to concerns that the world economy is weakening. The latest signs of factory weakness in countries including South Korea, Germany, and Japan underscore the growing threat to the world economy posed by the escalating U.S.-China trade war. The reports came amid fresh warnings from Wall Street about recession risks. Morgan Stanley has warned that investors continue to underestimate the situation. It sees a global recession within 9 months if Trump imposes 25% tariffs on an additional $3 billion worth of Chinese exports and Beijing retaliates. So, headed to Tinder to seek a Russian bride? Might want to rethink that. News out of Russia is now that Tinder is required to provide user data to Russian intelligence agencies. The app was included on a list of online services operating in Russia that are now required to provide user data on demand to Russian authorities, including the FSB security agency. Russia adopted a flurry of legislation in recent years, tightening control over online activity. Among other things, internet companies are required to store 6 months' worth of user data and be ready to hand them over to authorities. The communications regulator said today that Tinder had shared with him information about the company and that it's now on a list of online apps and websites that are expected to cooperate with the FSB. Russian authorities last year issued an order to ban messaging app Telegram after it refused to provide the user data as required by the new Russian law. Meanwhile, in this country, Congress is getting ready to hear more about altered video that some say can impact the 2020 elections. The congressional hearing on June 13th will be one of the first to primarily focus on so-called deep fakes, which experts and lawmakers say pose a major disinformation threat heading into the 2020 election. The hearing comes amid a spotlight of a fake news video of Speaker Nancy Pelosi that made its way across Facebook and other social media platforms in late May. The video, which was viewed millions of times, was edited in such a way to make her appear to slur her words. While video was not made with advanced AI technology, experts say that will be the next step in the disinformation threat. The deepfakes technology is growing more sophisticated and prevalent, and average internet users will eventually be able to create doctored videos that will be impossible for the naked eye to distinguish from real ones. Experts have warned The Hill that such videos would threaten the integrity of an election if, for example, one falsely depicted candidates making controversial statements, and if that goes viral on the eve of an election. And then there's this. Companies are rethinking how they package food and household items to accommodate the growing number of Americans who are living alone, particularly as millennials delay marriage and having kids. Among the companies making packaging changes is Procter & Gamble, which has created, get this, a new toilet paper roll designed to appeal to people who live alone and may have limited storage space. At nearly three times the size of a conventional toilet paper roll, the new Charmin Forever roll is massive. According to the Wall Street Journal, one roll can last a single-person household up to 3 months, and Forever rolls require half as much storage as conventional rolls. I am not making any of this up, by the way. The Forever roll comes in two sizes, multi-user, which is 12 inches in diameter, and single-user, which is 8.5 inches in diameter. By comparison, just in case you were wondering, conventional rolls, they measure roughly 5 inches in diameter. The Forever roll even comes with its own hardware. How about this? Charmin has a Forever roll starter kit on its website that includes brushed stainless steel roll holders that are either freestanding or wall-mounted. The starter kits, which include three rolls, cost $29. Aren't you glad you listened? I knew you would be, right? Coming up next, Laura Kennard from Drake University and DMBizMixer.com has got business education and networking opportunities here in the greater Des Moines metro. That's next here on the Business News Hour.